It's hour number two, this week's Blues Before Sunrise.
She's nagging you all the time. Oh, we, oh, we, oh, we, oh, we. Your baby don't wear no shoe. She's always crying the blue. I believe she's blowing off you. Oh, we, oh, we, oh, we, oh, we. Keep telling you all the time, your baby ain't sweet like mine. I yell when she give me a great big kiss. Who wouldn't love a sweet girl like this? Your baby ain't nowhere. Your baby ain't got no hair. She's shaped just like a pal. Oh, we, oh, we, oh, we, oh, we. I keep telling you all the time, your baby ain't sweet like mine. I yell when she give me a great big kiss. Who wouldn't love a sweet gal like this? Your baby ain't nowhere. Your baby ain't got no hair. She's shaking just like a pal. Oh, we, oh, we, oh, we, oh, we.
It's Eddie Cleanhead Vincent, and he's featured, he's backed by the Basie Band. So it was recorded for, I believe, the Bethlehem label in September 1957. Your baby ain't sweet like mine, Mr. Cleanhead. To get us started, hour number two, Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. Here's Tiny Bradshaw.
Slippity slop, slop, slop. A little ride, ride on the gravy train. Yes, I'm riding, riding on the gravy train. Well, I'm riding, riding on the gravy train. I'm telling you, riding, riding on the gravy train. Well, you don't need no money, don't need no fare. Gravy train ain't going nowhere. Slippity slop, slop, slop. Slippity slop, slop, slop. A little ride, ride on the gravy train.
Get on.
on the gravy train. All aboard, get on the gravy train. If you can get aboard, grab your flag and let's go. Yes, I'm riding, riding on the gravy train. I'm telling you I'm riding, riding on the gravy train. Why don't you get on board and ride, riding on the gravy train.
Just you and me. I've been drinking, drinking all night long, trying to give up the right from the wrong. But I'm down in the alley. Hey, 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 hey. Lord have mercy, just you and me. Well, I'm going to the graveyard, gonna lay my little head on my baby's tombstone. But down in the alley, just you and me.
I've got something to shout about, a whole lot of loving to talk about. My baby's coming home, and that's what's knocking me out. She makes a lot of love, and she's so sweet. Boy, her time just can't be beat. My baby's coming home, and that's what's knocking me out. Like cherry wine, my baby's coming home, and that's what's knocking me out. Knocking me out.
miss you all over town.
There's Ann Cole and Easy, Easy Baby from January 1956. Mickey Baker is heard on guitar on that particular record. For those of you that are familiar with the group, the Coleman brothers, this was their sister. She was actually Ann Coleman, and they shortened it to Ann Cole, Easy, Easy Baby. Of course, if you're a blues fan, you know that became a hit later. For Magic Sam, she also was responsible for introducing Got My Mojo Working before Muddy did it. She recorded a version of it. Ann Cole, to round out the set. We started with Tiny Bradshaw and the Gravy Train from November 1949. 10 years later, Nappy Brown, Down in the Alley, October 1959. Jimmy Liggins, And That's What's Knocking Me Out from October 1951, and Ann Cole and Easy, Easy Baby. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise, Blues Heritage Showcase, and just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water.
Hear ye, the Court of Swing. We're just about ready to start this thing. The court is now in session, ladies and gentlemen. Presiding is none other than Judge Pigmeat Markham.
The judge is here, evil, low down, and disagreeable. Everybody's going to jail today. What's the first case on the docket?
Good morning, Your Honor.
Good morning, Your Honor. Good morning, Your Honor.
The first case on the docket, Your Honor, is a nudist case.
A nudist case?
Yes, Your Honor.
What do you mean by a nudist case?
We found this young man walking through the streets with no clothes on.
With no clothes on?
No, Your Honor.
Have you got him in jail?
Got him in jail.
Bring him in here. I'm going to give him a noun this morning. Don't worry about it.
Oh, bailiff. Send in the prisoner, please.
Send in the nudist.
That's what I want to see.
Send in the nudist. out of here. Robert's great idea. You know what he calls me?
I heard him, Your Honor.
He calls me a jerk.
I heard him.
A man of my ability.
Yes, Your Honor.
Man of my standards.
Yes, Your Honor.
A man that's been to school and studied and studied and studied, and yet I don't know what the devil is all about.
Yes, Your Honor.
He calls me a jerk. Hey, boy, are you married?
Yes, sir, Your Honor.
How long you been married?
3 years.
Married 3 years?
3 years.
Mm. Have you gotten the children?
Nine children?
Oh, no. How in the world?
Man married 3 years and got 9 children?
That's really something.
Sound like we the people, don't it?
It sure does, man. Most certainly does.
How did it happen, son?
Well, you see, Judge, Your Honor, the first year I was married, my wife present me with twins.
Twins?
The second year I was married, my wife present me with triplets.
Five.
That's five.
The third year I was married, my wife present me with quadruplets.
Good Christian life.
And, Judge, five and four is nine all over the world.
You're right,
all
son.
All over the world.
And your case is dismissed.
Judge, Your Honor.
Huh?
You can't dismiss this case.
I did, didn't I?
This man is guilty.
This man is not a nudist.
He is a nudist.
This man is not a nudist.
Your Honor, this man is a nudist.
You heard the man say he was married 3 years.
Yes.
You heard the man say he had 9 children.
Yes.
Well, this man is not a nudist.
Why?
Because this man hasn't had time to put his pants on.
All right, Your Honor. All right, you win.
Next case.
Next case, Your Honor, is a young lady that was molested in the park by a stranger.
The lady molested in the park by a stranger.
Yes, Your Honor.
Got him in jail.
Got him in jail.
Bring him in here. I'm gonna give him from now on this morning.
Send in the prisoner bailiff.
Send in the prisoner bailiff. Doggone, the judge don't want no jive today. I'm telling you that.
Hello, Judgey.
Why, hello, baby. Hey, gal, what you gonna have on tonight around about 11 o'clock?
Not a thing.
Your flies are gonna bother the devil out of you. Put on the bench.
Put what on the bench?
Sit down, you know what I mean. I'll knock you down, you redhead devil, you. What? Are you going to open
now,
the
Judge,
case?
Judge, Your Honor.
Go ahead, open the case.
I am prosecuting this case.
You're prosecuting?
I am prosecuting that man right there.
I see.
This is my client.
That's
Your Honor,
your client,
defendant
uh-huh.
in the case.
I see.
Now, Your Honor, let me give you the facts of
yes,
the case.
Yes, I want the facts.
Now, the other day, this young lady was sitting in the park.
In the park.
Reading a book.
Reading a book.
Minding her own business.
Her own business.
When all of a sudden, she smelt this obnoxious odor.
Obnoxious odor?
She looked to her right.
Uh-huh.
And there sat this skunk.
This skunk.
This monster.
This monster.
This tadpole.
This tadpole. What the devil is a tadpole?
A tadpole, Your Honor,
uh-huh.
is a frog without a tail.
A frog without a tail?
Yes, Your Honor.
Ooh, you dirty frog without a tail. Go ahead,
as,
son.
As she sat there a little longer, Your Honor,
uh-huh.
continued to read her book,
uh-huh.
all of a sudden, she felt a hand rubbing her ankle.
Her ankle?
Just like this.
Right down where you got your hand now?
Just like I'm rubbing this ankle, Your Honor.
Rubbing right there?
Right here.
Oh, I didn't know that. Huh?
But,
uh-huh.
was he satisfied?
I don't know.
No!
Oh, get out of here. Get out. Stop hollering. No!
I'm terribly sorry,
Stick
Your Honor.
Stick to the relevant of the case.
I apologize, Your Honor.
Okay.
I get a little carried away.
Don't get carried too far.
She sat there a little bit longer, Your Honor. Continued to read her book.
A book?
Then she felt a hand a little higher.
Oh, a little higher?
On the calf of her leg.
On the calf, right there?
Feeling it just like I am,
Your Honor. Why you feeling that?
Rubbing it just like
I see that.
It was just rubbing it?
Yeah.
But,
uh-huh.
was he satisfied?
I don't know.
No!
Oh, get out of here! Get out of here! Stop hollering, no! Sick to the level of the case!
I apologize, Your Honor.
Well, all right, your qualifies is acceptable.
Then, Your Honor, she sat there a little bit longer,
uh-huh.
continued to read her book.
Her book.
Mind her own business.
Yes.
And this time,
yes.
she felt a hand on her knee.
On her knee.
A little bit above the knee.
Above the knee.
Right along, pardon me, madam, can I lift your dress up a little more, please? Yes. Right about here, Your
right
Honor.
There.
And she was rubbing it rubbing. Just like I'm
just
rubbing.
Just like you're rubbing the knee.
Just like this, Your
right
Honor.
There?
And Your Honor,
uh-huh.
I want to say I feel for this little girl.
Yeah?
Yes, Your Honor.
Yeah, you're doing a pretty good job. You know that, don't you?
Yes, sir. She sat there, Your Honor, minding her own business.
Uh-huh.
But
uh-huh.
Was he satisfied?
No!
No! No, 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 no! Judge, Your Honor,
uh-huh.
What are you doing?
What am I doing?
Yes.
I'm goosing a Superman. No! I don't like you.
Now, Your Honor, I have presented all the facts in the case.
Yes.
And I now rest my case.
You'll now rest your case.
Yes, Your Honor.
The judge will now stick his hand into this case. the little lady you say was sitting on the bench.
Yes, Your Honor.
Reading a book.
Yes, Your Honor.
Mind her own business.
Yes, Your Honor.
When all of a sudden she smelled some obnoxious odor.
That's correct.
Something like a skunk.
That's correct, Your Honor.
She said to herself, I smell something.
Yes.
But I don't know what it is.
Yes.
But it's a very foul odor.
Correct.
When she looked around, this skunk had his hand right here.
Right here, Your Honor.
Yeah, right down.
Right
down,
there.
Right down there.
Rubbing it just like
where,
I am.
Where are you feeling?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But he wasn't satisfied.
No, Your Honor.
He continued
yes.
to mess with the little lady,
mm-hmm.
and she continued to read her book.
Right.
When all of a sudden, she felt the hand again right here.
Right here, Your
right
Honor.
Right there. Yeah, right.
Right here. Right here where I'm rubbing.
Right where you rubbing.
Right here, Your Honor.
Yeah.
Just like this.
Right on the big part of the leg.
Yes, the calf of her leg.
But he wasn't satisfied.
No, he wasn't.
He continued to keep on messing the little lady.
That's right.
The little lady said to herself, I'm sick and tired of this skunk. When all of a sudden,
mm-hmm.
she looked around and had his hand right here.
Right here, Your Honor.
Right there.
Right here. Right here.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Judge, Your Honor.
Yeah.
What's the matter?
What's wrong?
What are you hitting me for?
What I'm hitting you for?
Yes.
What do you mean am I hitting you for?
What's the matter? I only rubbed the leg to show you. I'm just trying to help you out.
You trying to help me?
Yes.
I'll help myself under these conditions. Never mind. I'll straighten the whole case out once and for all. Don't worry about a thing. Little lady, you're such a nice, handsome young girl, such a nice-looking boy like you are. Why don't you two get together and settle down, get married and raise a family? Why don't you do that?
What? Me marry a man like that?
Yeah.
I should say not.
Why?
Why, Judge, Your Honor, the man I marry
uh-huh.
must be tall, dark, and handsome.
Handsome?
And above all,
yeah.
he must be able to help me raise a family.
A family?
Say!
Huh?
Did anybody send for me?
No, no! Get out of here! Get out of here! Get out of here! Get out of here! Get out of here!
You be my baby. Don't give me no maybe. I'll never, never make you cry. You be my honey. Give you all my money. I will tell the day I die because I. Set my world. Come closer, girl. You be my lover. There's no one above you. I want everyone to know. You look so tasty, like whipped cream pastry. Never, never let you go because
I
name the day. Disappear because I
love you, love you, love you,
yeah.
every day.
Yeah.
understand.
Am I your man?
Yeah, baby, you know it's all right. Come on, baby, and love me tonight. Whoa, baby, I wanna talk to you. I need you, baby, to see me through.
Now, pay me no mind, so I'm moving on.
He's moving on.
I'm rolling on.
Roll on, roll on.
You've broken your vow, and it's all over now, so I'm moving on.
Moving on.
That big eight wheel are rolling down the track. Me, your true loving daddy ain't coming back, cause I'm moving on.
He's moving on.
I'm rolling on.
Roll on, roll on.
You're flying too high for my little sky, so I'm moving on.
Moving on.
Someday, baby, when you had your play, you're gonna want your daddy, but your daddy will say, keep on moving.
Keep moving on.
Keep rolling on.
Roll on, roll on.
I'm through with you. Too bad you're blue, cause I'm moving on.
Moving on.
Mr. Engineer, take the throttle in hand and take me down to that southern land. Keep moving on.
Keep moving on.
Won't you please listen to me, cause I got a pretty woman in Tennessee. Keep moving on.
Keep moving on.
Keep rolling on.
Roll on, roll on.
She's fine
roll
as can be and she's waiting on me. Keep moving on.
Moving
I'm
on.
Gonna move.
Yes, I'm moving
I'm
on.
Gonna move.
Yes, I'm moving
I'm gonna move.
Yes, I'm moving
I'm gonna move.
Yes, I'm moving
wah boo.
Yes, I'm moving
wah boo.
Yeah.
somebody new. Someday you won't cry the way I did. You'll hang your head, but tears can't be it. The way you done hold me.
Someday you want me as I want you.
But I'll be gone with somebody.
It's Dave Bartholomew and his band Somebody New from August of 1960. Before that, little rhythmic thing, Shrimp and Gumbo, November 1955. That was also Dave Bartholomew out of New Orleans. We had a pair by Ray Charles. Before that, You Be My Baby from February of 1958. And one of my favorites of Ray Charles, I'm Moving On, from June 1959. Of course, we started the set. Pigmeat Markham and Company captured live at the Regal Theater back in December of 1965. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. Let's change the pace. We'll go back for recordings that were done before World War II. Here's a sort of obscure piano player. Charles Avery is his name. Had one side only issued. There was another side, might have been the flip side, but it was rejected. So they split the record. This guy did the A side. From October 1929, he calls this Dearborn Street. Try it again. Take two. Dearborn Street Breakdown. It's Charles Avery. Thank you. Charles Avery and his only recording, Dearborn Street Breakdown, from October 1929 on the Paramount label. And here we go with this week's Ethel Waters session. Have you heard this before? Have you been tuning in the last couple of weeks? For those of you that haven't, we've started a new series, and we've done this over the years. Just for me, out of curiosity and artists that I like, we've vowed to take the time this next year, every hour number two of the program, and listen to all of the recordings by classic blues singer Ethel Waters. There's at least a year's worth. I think there's something like 65 sessions, somewhere in that nature. We're going from 1921, first record, which was a couple of weeks ago. We're going to 1941, which was the recording ban during World War II. After that, the recordings get sort of sketchy, but I've got everything that was done in the studio up to that point. Before we go any further, let me remind you once again, Ethel was one of the real trailblazers here. She was the sixth woman to make a blues record. Mamie Smith, first, Lucille Hageman, second, Mary Stafford, third, Katie Crippen, fourth, Lavinia Turner, fifth, Ethel Waters was sixth. After her came Lillian Brown and Lulu Whitby. So she was singer number six, and what we're listening to this week is the third session in her career. This was held in August of 1921. It was on the Black Swan label. The music director there was Fletcher Henderson. Fletcher wasn't a well-known jazz man at this point. He was just a sheet music demonstrator, but he happened to be the music director for the Black Swan label, which was the first black-owned record label. I think it was Harry Pace and W.C. Handy owned it, and Fletcher Henderson was the music director. So he is here on piano, Garvin Bushell on clarinet. They list Charlie Jackson on violin with a question mark. I'm not sure what that means. Maybe we'll know more once we hear these. There were two titles. There were no alternate takes. First, we'll listen to One Man Nan, and then there'll be some changes made, which was a new song at the time. Here we go, session number three with Ethel Waters.
Then he faded away. When one man got the news, he started down the road and sang these weary blues. I'm going down to the levee where the water's heavy, gonna find my good man Sam. I made a vow drop him when he was in a jam. The very thought of fancying him, that's my cup. It's gonna be my place to pick him up. I'm going down to the levee where the water's heavy, gonna find my good man. Ripped up trees, roots and thorns, just like a cannonball. The outland hunt shadow left him far behind.
There's Ethel Waters, her third session, August of 1921, for the Black Swan label, recorded in New York City, Fletcher Henderson, piano, Garvin Bushell, clarinet, Charlie Jackson, violin. There's a tuba there. I think Ralph Escudero, I guess, was the name, the guy who played brass bass with Fletcher at that point. We listen to One Man Nan, and there'll be some changes made. And again, all these really early things, in fact, everybody on the Black Swan label, even though it was the first black label, it was pretty creaky. They didn't really, nobody swung too much, except Ethel a little bit, and it's going to be more and more. Also, she worked as an actress, so while others would be very nervous to come in here and try and make a record, she didn't have an audience to perform for, so what did she have to be nervous about? She seemed like she was really relaxed. One Man Band, and there'll be some changes made. We'll do the next session next week. We hope you'll tune in. Hey, time now for our Vintage Gospel Set. Vintage Gospel Set starts with the Golden Gate Quartet.
Tell me who is that right there?
She's on the Revelator.
Tell me who's that
right it's on the Revelator.
Tell me what is he writing?
Well, he's writing the Revelation.
Oh, he's
writing in the book of the seven seals.
Old man Isaiah, he spoke of the coming of the Messiah before that he left his homeborn higher. Matthew's gospel, I heard the man cry, Jesus is born, surely must die. The Cloven Lord and the judgment rose and led him born down into judgment hall. I caught that fella, the high priest said, they whipped him till the break of day. Hold on, he looked over Calvary, the hills of city, heard a rumbling like the chariot wheels.
Hey, John, what do you mean?
Cruel Jews were whipping him still.
Tell me who's that right there?
John the Revelator.
Tell me who's that right
there? Tell me John the Revelator.
Tell me what is he right there?
Hold on, he looked over Calvary's hills. He said he heard a rumble like the chariot wheels.
Hey, John, what do it mean?
It means the gate was going to blow, and blow so loud. The saints are going to ride to heaven, and the clouds, the stars in the heaven will all come down, and the dead's going to rise out from under the ground. But the seas are going to boil and cause what flood, the moon going to drip or the wind to blow. Then the sun's going to come up and hide a face, and the rocks are going to cry, no hiding place.
Hold on,
he looked over Calvary's the hills. He said he heard a rumble like the chariot wheels.
Hey, John, what do you mean?
It means sight to the blind, the dumb going to talk, the lame going to pick up, the beds and balk.
Hey, John, trap you been, stop that writing to dying men. Tell me who's that writing?
John the
Revelator.
I said it's John the Revelator.
Tell me, what is he writing?
Well, he's writing Revelation. He's writing in the book of the seven seas.
Things that you can move, don't ask God to move them for you.
Amen.
Amen.
I thought I'd talk to you and give you a good lecture from this subject.
That's right.
Things that you can move.
All right.
Don't ask God to move them for you.
So true.
You know, sometimes people read the Bible for their own personal benefit and try to twist scripture suit them.
Yes.
Right.
You know, they're reading Matthew.
Yes.
Why, he said he'd move the hindering cord.
Yes.
Right.
And he said, if you speak to the monk, they'll be moved.
Yes.
And he'll be moved.
That's
and so the sixth most tree be ye plucked up.
Uh-huh.
And cast yonder river.
All
And folks believe.
That's right.
All they got to do.
All right.
Just ask God to move a thing. That they can move themselves. And he'll move.
That's right.
But you sadly mistake.
That's the truth.
You walk up to the stone mountain. One of the seven wonders of the world. And ask God to move the mountain.
All right.
And you've got sense enough to walk around.
All right.
You better go around.
All right.
Huh?
Tell him about it.
I just want you to talk with me.
Come on.
All right.
Simple and comical.
Yes.
If you saw a lion coming. Would you ask God to move the lion? If you had a chance to get away.
No.
What did you do about it?
Hold
on. Now, you know a lion ain't climb a tree.
No.
Yeah.
And if you near a tree and saw a lion come in,
leaping,
and bounce. Come and see Rooster. And you were near a tree. And would you ask God to stop the lion? What would you do about the tree?
No.
Talk with me about this.
Drop the tree.
Think you can move.
Yeah.
Don't ask God to move.
God Almighty.
And now listen.
All right.
I'm talking you cook.
Come on.
Your bread in the stove. And you smell it burning. You're going to sit there and ask God to move it, bread. What are you going
to
do
about it? Move it yourself.
Move it yourself.
Thing
that you can move.
Don't
ask God to move them for
you.
Some folks get on bending knees.
hindering cause.
Come yeah, man.
Right. Well, you don't mean it.
No.
Right. If God would move the hindering cause.
Yeah, man. Uh-huh.
Sometime when husband.
Yeah.
And wife.
Yes, sir.
Just together.
Yes.
And his wife is asking God to move hindering cause.
Well.
Sometime God will move her.
Yeah, man.
She's the worst hindering cause.
God almighty. Oh,
and then again,
uh-huh.
It'll move her.
Yeah,
she'll be the hindering cause.
Well.
But I'm reminded this morning.
Yes.
I'm a woman.
Uh-huh.
That was free.
Yes.
About to move.
Yes.
The hindering cause.
So too.
In the church.
Yes.
And her husband, the worst hindering cause there was.
Yeah,
and the old man fell out.
Uh-huh.
Was dead.
Yeah.
And then she said, Lord.
All right.
I didn't mean my husband.
All right.
Then you can move.
Yes.
So ask God to move him forward.
All right.
All right.
Well, every day,
every day,
you know, every day,
every day,
try every day,
yes, in my home,
yes, I've got friends,
and I want to see,
yes, I've got
a loved one waiting for me,
and every day, Lord,
like Sunday,
yes,
in my home,
every day, Lord,
every day,
try every day now,
yes,
every day, Lord,
in my home,
yes, I've got friends,
and I want to see,
you know, I've got
a loved one waiting for me
every day.
It seems like Sunday in my home,
yes, every day now. Crying every day, child.
Yes, every day.
It seems like Lord,
in my home,
I've got friends
I want to see.
Yes,
I've got a loved one waiting for me
every day.
It seems like Sunday
in my home,
oh, every day.
Sunday
in my home,
I got friends,
I want to see,
cause I got love on
me, for me.
You know every day,
in my home,
well I came to Jesus, as I was, where it moved and sad, well I found in the Lord just to rest. Then live every day in my home. Well, every day,
every day,
every day seem like Sunday in my home. I've got friends, you know, I've got love on
me.
Cause every day
in my home,
well, every day, every day.
In shady green pasture, so rich and so sweet, God leads His dear children all along, all along, where the cool waters flow. Is the weary one's feet gonna leave in their children all along? Oh, had you been through the water, had you been through the flood, had you been through the fire, for you was
in the blood.
Kids give children,
go
alone,
go
Five Blind Boys of Mississippi. I think that might have been Archie Brownlee doing all the shouting. God Leads Little Children from June 1951. Before that, actually, Swan Silvertones and Every Day Seems Like Sunday from May of 1951. Had the sermon from the Reverend J.M. Gates, Things You Can Do, Don't Ask God to Move Them, from February 1928. And the Golden Gate Quartet got us started with John the Revelator from January 1938. We're going to pause. We'll be back with our number three.